In 1968, the national civil rights movement was in turmoil. Young Black activists were feeling frustrated in Seattle and around the nation. As KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports, the scene was ripe for revolution when the Black Panthers came to town.
Good evening. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, 39 years old and a Nobel Peace Prize winner, was assassinated in Memphis tonight.
Brothers Elmer and Aaron Dixon were members of the Black Student Union when Martin Luther King was assassinated 50 years ago in April. Aaron Dixon told the UW History Project it was the moment where everything changed.
No longer did we feel that peaceful demonstrations was going to work, that we were now going to look towards other methods of demonstrating and getting our point across.
Just a short time later, Elmer Dixon says the brothers formed the Seattle chapter of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. At the end of April, there'll be a conference to mark the 50th anniversary. Dixon is back in the old Madrona neighborhood. In 68, he says members would train weekly in the playground right across from his mom's house and just blocks from a white neighborhood.
Any given Saturday, where you could come up and see 300-400 Panthers up there in military formation, drilling and training. And then we would march out of the park, down 34th, all the way down Cherry to Garfield Park, where we would hold a rally.
The Panthers cut an intimidating profile in black berets and leather jackets, but Dixon says they were also required by the party to be well-versed in the law. The Panthers' 10-point program addressed safety, social needs, and the oppression and incarceration of black people.
We weren't anti-white, we were anti-system. And a lot of people don't know that about the Black Panther Party. We had coalitions with every group. In fact, the phrase Rainbow Coalition was coined by Fred Hampton, not by Jesse Jackson.
Dixon says at the time, Seattle was perceived as a quiet Northwest town, but in reality, it was politically volatile. Congressional records show there were more than 70 firebombings between 1969 and 1970.
I won't say that there weren't probably some Panthers that were involved in that, because it was hard to control 300 to 400 Panthers.
Then on a summer's day, Dixon says, police raided the Panther headquarters on 34th, looking for a stolen typewriter.
I came around the corner and the whole street was full of police cars. I mean, like, there wasn't a spot that wasn't taken up. And that was the day they arrested my brother and my brother-in-law, Curtis Harris, out of the office here for allegedly stealing the typewriter.
The raid sparked riots. Civilians and police were injured by rocks and gunfire. Both men were acquitted. 50 years later, Dixon takes me by the old headquarters. His mom still lives around the corner, across from Madrona Playground. The building is split into two storefronts with doors side by side. In 68, it was Panthers on one side and a realtor on the other. Given the city's history of redline housing discrimination, Dixon says the realtor was pretty uncomfortable.
He spent very little time here. I think he was afraid to death of us. And probably was very happy when we finally decided to move out. I got to say hello to my brother in here. He's the keeper of the site.
Hey,
Elmer.
Ben Abe has run his travel business in the old headquarters since 1982. The realtor is long gone, and now a specialty wine store is in that space.
We're working to get this designated as a historic landmark.
Hey, don't worry, man.
Abe has seen the neighborhood gentrify, but he's stayed, unlike many of the black families who lived here in the 60s.
Yeah, and I own the building now. Great. And next door, too.
Oh, great. So great.
By fall of 68, the Panthers moved their offices into a house nearby, which would also become the first free medical clinic. We'll talk more about that in another story. These days, Elmer Dixon is working with the system, helping police departments and cities as a diversity consultant. The work brings him back to the playground he grew up on. There was a little bit of everybody out here, he says. White kids, black kids, brown kids. And as he looks across the old playground towards his mother's house, he sees it all as a full circle. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.